Hey guys, my name is Jazzy B. I'm a recording artist, a performer, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. Keep it locked.
Yeah. My name is Abhay Dandekar, and I share conversations with talented and interesting individuals linked to the global Indian and South Asian community. It's informal and informative, adding insights to our evolving cultural expressions, where each person can proudly say, trust me, I know what I'm doing. Hi, everyone. And on this episode of Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing, we share a conversation with musician and artist Jazzy B. Stay tuned. So, you know, I keep saying it and I really mean it every time. A huge thanks to everyone for listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing, and sharing it with your friends and family, and for following us on social media. Now, if you're enjoying these conversations, please take a moment to submit a kind rating and review wherever you might be listening or watching, as it's truly appreciated. One of the more interesting things that I've noticed when chatting with guests on Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing, is actually how generous people are. Not just with their time and joining me on the podcast, but also with people of all walks, creating a sense of warmth and positivity and community around them. In a way, it's almost like the humble generosity that's palpable when participating in langar at a gurudwara, where family and inclusion and tradition across generations are the focus. It's the same sentiment I felt when I recently shared a conversation with Jasvinder Singh Bains, who's also known as popular Punjabi music artist Jazzy B. He was born in Punjab and immigrated with his family to Surrey, British Columbia in Canada when he was 5 years old. Deeply influenced by his Punjabi roots and family, and inspired by the music of Ustad Kuldeep Manakji, Jazzy B has been expressing himself through bhangra, hip-hop, acting, and songwriting for 30 years. Now on a studio album or at a concert, his presence and presentation exude a modern, catchy appeal, blended with the foundation of language and culture and heritage, by an artist who's fine-tuned his craft on multiple continents and through a variety of collaborations. But you know, away from the performance, he's as unassuming and reflective and spiritual as anyone, with a friendly ability to connect just as easily on the soccer field with other parents, or at a family gathering equally having fun with seniors as well as young children. Perhaps Jazzy B's positivity and community flow best as a devoted supporter of youth and mental health awareness, for which he passionately speaks about and devotes his time to actively in the community. This year, along with several singles and remixes, he's released a studio album called Born Ready and an EP called Ishkadi. And as I welcomed him for a chat, he was ever self-aware of sharing another side of himself and the overall impact of conversation. Jazzy, thank you so much for coming on and spending some time with us.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. You know, it's always great, I think, being an artist. We do music, we perform for people, but sometimes they don't get to see the side of an artist. You know, I'm just a normal human being. So, you know, I've been in the industry for 30 years. So I think sometimes it can change people's mind and life, you know, if I say something. And, you know, so I try to talk to the kids every day kind of thing. I try to, you know, stay positive and, yeah, give them that energy.
Well, that's great to hear. You know, we were just talking about how you were about to travel, and I know you were born in Punjab and grew up in Surrey and spent a lot of time in the UK and some formative years there. And then on top of that, you know, lots of ties here in the US. Are you someone who kind of feels at home wherever you go? You know what I mean? Like, because sometimes you have to kind of get oriented to new places, especially. But then are you someone who enjoys that? Do you like, you know, enjoy sort of like new places and then making yourself at home?
I do. I love traveling. You know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, don't you get tired of traveling? I go, no, you know what? I think most of us, us being humans, so greedy and so demanding.
Yeah.
You know, God gave us everything. Vaiguruji Saragustita, no, still, I want this, I want that.
Right.
So I'm one of those ones say, thank you for giving me this. Why should I complain?
Yeah.
If I'm traveling different countries, meeting new people, you know, making new friends, and yeah, I'm getting paid for that. Why should I complain?
Yeah.
You know, I thank God for like giving me, you know, what he has given, man. So yeah, no complaints at all. No regrets, no complaints, you know, it's only moving forward.
I wonder, like, is that especially with the art and like at the end of the day, you mentioned, right, you're an artist And so, you know, with that, is it just for that matter, no matter where you are, whether it's the UK, whether it's India, whether it's here in the States or in Canada, the idea of like feeling at home and having that comfort, is it the people around you or is it more of a mindset?
I think it's the mindset, you know, Saturday the Guru Sahib ne kiya hai, you know, man jeete jag jeet, you know, if you can win that, you will win the world. You know, I think our mind is the devil, you know, it can take you that way. But luckily, you know, I'm a very religious guy, might not look it, you know, I believe in Guru Granth Sahib Ji every day and just thank God for every day. I think, yeah, your mind can be tricky. It can go negative and all that, but that's why I do a lot of running, do a lot of gym. Just that's my zone, man. That's what makes me happy. So I think mind is the most important thing. If you can set your mind, I want to do this. Yeah. I have to do this. I will do this. And no one can stop you.
Yeah. Well, and then you know, that idea of that, like when you're comfortable with that, right? You're really self-aware and you're in that zone. It makes it more comfortable for the people around you also to sort of like sponge off of that and almost feed off of that as well, I'm imagining.
You know, I think my dad was a very positive person. And I've seen him when I was little. He would walk in the room and just crack a joke with the kids and the elders. And he would just make it so comfortable. I think so I get my energy from him. It's like it doesn't matter. I'm meeting, you know, people first time. They think I'm going to have an attitude and all that. But when I'm totally the opposite, man. I just say, hey, man, you know, crack a joke, whatever. Just chill, right. Relax.
Make people feel at home, right?
That's it.
You know, so, I mean, you've been an artist for over 30 years, and I think we're almost about the same age. But, you know, especially as you've been doing this for so long and you've gained the experience, you have really kind of cultivated a lot of trust over so much time. How do you value reverence and respect and credit differently now at this stage of your career compared to when you were first starting out? Does reverence hit you differently now as an artist compared to when you were first starting out?
Like I said, I keep myself, even today when I go on stage or performing or in the studio, I consider that's my first day.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what keeps me feel young and that fire, like, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm performing in front of 100 people or 50,000 people.
Yeah.
I don't lose that energy. I'm like, okay, it's not fair on these 100 people who came to see me, you know, why should I hold my energy back? So I give my 100%. Yes, things have changed. You know, where we started from the records to tapes, cassettes, to CDs, you know, and now everything's on your palm of your fingers. You know what I mean?
Although it's funny, I've seen so many more people come back to vinyl even now.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It always comes back. You can't take away that music. Cause
right.
Trust me, when we used to like record an album and actually make the inlay for a tape or a CD, we used to put like so much love in it, man. Which name's going to go in? Which picture is going to go? So it's not just me. The whole team used to sit there. You know, I remember my nephew was like maybe 4 or 5. Every time he will sit in somebody's car and they'll have my tape in it, and he will come steal it. He goes, no, that's my uncle's tape.
That's right.
You know what? He'll put it under his pillow. You know what I mean? And that love, I think that kind of like drifted with the physical things, obviously holding that CD cover of the cassette or the vinyl, but everything also the same, you know, I mean,
you know, when you were first starting, right, like you just said, it took a lot of love and patience and time to make something and create something back when you were first starting out. And now seemingly, right, I mean, like you can push a couple of buttons or you use computers and AI and you just spit something out. So do you feel like, you know, especially for you having had that experience, having gone through that struggle and figured it out, like, does it just that respect to the process mean something different to you now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think being an artist, I always say this, if you don't struggle, you're not a real artist.
Yeah.
You know, simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that struggle makes you stronger. The struggle keeps you grounded. You know, struggle keep you positive because then you see other people the same way somebody was looking at you.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, like, if somebody want to sing on my stage, and I'll always like, hey, here's a mic, go for it, man. I was like that. Waiting for that time, so you never know who's gonna come up. It's always challenging. Obviously, some people don't change with time. But if you don't change with time, I think you get left behind, man. Because I'm still the same artist. You know, I think, you know, singing live is something I started even before my recording.
Right.
So that obviously that always helps. Where these days it's the opposite. You know, people want to record a song first, then they kind of like go live.
Yeah.
Then they do get nervous, or and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're not gonna be great on your first performance. So
yeah.
Don't hold that against you. It's okay. I think being an artist, even like still after 30 years, even sometimes I'm struggling on stage kind of thing. Like,
sure.
I should be doing better.
Yeah.
I should be doing better. And it's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to own every stage. You're not going to have top of your game every performance. But that's part of it.
So, you know, so do you...
To be better.
Because you have that kind of an attitude now, at least at this stage of making music, you know, I imagine there's a different energy from being on stage versus being in a studio versus being in a small gathering. But at this stage, especially when you express yourself, right? You're on stage, you're expressing yourself, you're in the studio expressing yourself, you're around your friends and family expressing yourself. How do you handle then, you know, like you said, making mistakes,
yeah.
unlearning things? Like, do you approach that differently now as compared to when you were first starting out?
Oh, definitely, probably. I mean, when you're young, you kind of get more angry or maybe, you know, like right now, even with my band members, we have fun on stage.
Yeah.
I think having fun makes it easy. And it doesn't have to be like a studio recording, you know, have to be 4 bars or 8 bars. Then I come in, I make it fun. It's like, okay, go show me what can you do?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we have fun. Like my band members, they try to take me out of beat, man. You know,
try and mess you up a little bit.
Yeah, try to mess me up. But
yeah.
I'm having fun out there. Okay, even if I go out, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's part of life. I think you got to take it like that when you're singing live on stage.
Yeah.
It's okay. If you make a mistake, who cares, man? That's part of life. And you keep going and you don't say, oh, I made a mistake. Hold on, let me fix that. Nah.
So when now, are you easier on yourself? Did you used to be that much harder on yourself when you were first starting out?
I think so. I think so. Obviously, you know, when you're starting up, you want to be perfect and all that. But then you realize, hey, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, and it's okay if you make mistakes. Just have fun.
Mm.
Is the most important thing. Is if you having fun, the audience can feel it.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah.
when I'm on stage, I get my audience involved.
Yeah.
Like I'll talk to people. I'll see little kids.
Yeah.
I'll talk to them, you know, give them that little lesson too kind of thing. Maybe on stage, they listen to it. If somebody's going through something, hey, it's okay. Talk to your friend or whatever. Through my music, I think they can listen better than rather than, you know, I'm lecturing them kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Sometimes the kids, right? I mean, if I know most kids, they don't necessarily always want to listen to the 45 or the 50-year-old in the room.
Yeah. No, trust me. And I say that. I go, I'm not lecturing you guys, but hey, trust me. I've been through it. You guys are going to go through it, and it's okay. But make sure you're talking to somebody. Don't hold that in you, all right? And just spread love, man. That's what it's all about.
You're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. Let's take a quick break and come back to our conversation with artist Jazzy B. Stay tuned. Conversation. It's the antidote to apathy and the catalyst for relationships. I'm Abhay Dandekar, and I share conversations with global Indians and South Asians so everyone can say, trust me, I know what I'm doing. New episodes weekly, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Lily Singh, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tam France.
Hi, guys. I'm Ananya Pandey.
Hi, my name is Richa Morjani, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing with Abhay Dandekar.
Welcome back to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. Let's rejoin our conversation now with musical artist Jazzy B. Obviously, your work and you believe in this, you're a parent, you have that kind of a real conviction towards making an impact on children. And this obviously has a lot of impact on children and youth, especially when they're listening to music, when they're around you. There's certainly a lot of lessons to pass on to them too. But I'm curious for you, what are some of the lessons that you find yourself learning from children, from young artists, from people who are now really like sort of expressing themselves as youth, what are you almost in a way taking back from them? What are some of the things that you're learning, in fact, from them?
Yeah, I mean, see, I'm the kind of guy, I listen to everybody, all the new music, either it's Punjabi or Hindi or English, rap, and like I talk to my son, man, and my daughter, like, hey, what's going on? What's working right now?
Yeah.
And they all come tell me like, oh, you should do a collaborator with this. And I've always been like that.
Yeah.
So seeing some of the new artists, you know, being on billboards and all that, that's a great news.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm like, whoa, okay, yeah, man, you know, where we started from a village, and look where we are ending up.
Yeah.
And different people collaborating. So I'm learning every day, man. And I get happy about that. I'm not one of that guy like, oh, why are they doing that? They're ruining it. No. See, a lot of people just waste their time kind of being negative.
Yeah.
I tell this on every stage, stay away from negativity. Mm. Just be positive. Spread love.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that helped me in my career was I never competed with nobody.
Mm.
I competed with my own self.
Yeah.
Can I be a better person today than I was yesterday? Can I make a better song than, you know, this, what I made? I want to make a better song than that, a bigger hit than that.
Yeah.
I think that's what keeps me going. And that's something my Ustadji told me when I met him in Punjabi. He said, apne aap te maan hona chahida. ਜੇ ਤੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਤੇ ਮਾਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੂੰਗਾ ਹੋਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਕੌਣ ਮਾਣ ਕਰੂਗਾ ਲੁੱਕ ਲੁੱਕ ਹਾਊ ਬਿਗ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੈਲਫ ਕੰਫੀਡੈਂਸ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਯੂਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਫਰਸਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਮੋਸਟ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਿਲ ਲਵ ਯੂ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਵਾਟ ਆਈ ਮੀਨ
ਆਈ ਵੰਡਰ ਹੈਵ ਯੂ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਅ ਪੇਰੈਂਟ ਮੇਡ ਅ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਫਾਰ ਯੂ ਐਸਪੈਸ਼ਲੀ ਐਜ਼ ਐਨ ਆਰਟਿਸਟ ਇਨ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਦੈਟ ਸੇਮ ਸੈਲਫ ਲਵ ਦੈਟ ਕੰਫੀਡੈਂਸ ਦੈਟ ਟਰਸਟ ਇਨ ਯੂਰਸੈਲਫ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਮੈਸੇਜ ਆਫ ਲਵ. Has being a parent been important to making sure that that's the way that you kind of practice?
I mean, definitely. I think, you know, like coming from a big family, like, you know, a joint family, where my, you know, cha-cha, taya, my dad, we all live together.
Yeah.
I think that's what's missing these days.
Mm.
You know, I'm sorry if somebody's going to take it the wrong way. We all want our privacy.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to have my own home. Yeah, you get your own home and all that, but you get those four walls too. But you don't have nobody to talk to. I think I've been lucky like that.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen my dad, my uncle, my taya, my chacha just at night, you know, sit there and eat, you know, dinner together and just talking about it the whole day. Whatever, you know, get that out.
Yeah.
I think dad helped me with my nephews, my nieces.
Yeah.
I kind of raised my nephews and nieces when they were little.
Yeah.
So I've always been like a kind of father figure when I had my own kid.
Yeah.
It was really easy for me, you know, spending time with them, even a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
But always told them, it's okay. You're going to have your, you know, moments in life where you're going to go through things. But it's okay if you're going through, make sure you come tell us. Don't hold it in. Don't hide it in. I think that's one of the things where our generation was, I love my mom, I love my dad, but we could never say, I love you, mom.
Yeah.
I love you, dad. I don't know. It was something just there.
Some barrier. Yeah.
Yeah, some barrier. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
You know, but today I make sure my daughter goes to sleep. I tell her, Aisha, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, and my son goes to sleep, I love you. You know, I'll see. Because you don't know that morning or tomorrow going to come, man.
That's right.
So I tell people out there, don't hold that pyar in you, man. Give it out. Give the love out. You know, just that simple hug. So I think sometimes that person might be going through something. You don't even have to talk.
Yeah.
Just give them a hug and hear them out. Just listen to them.
Through this and maybe some of the experiences, has all of this made you, especially even as an artist, like you said, like you really enjoy new artists and you like new experiences. And have you become a better listener of either people or even art itself?
Oh, definitely. I think I always kind of been a listener. I'm kind of quiet, right? But I do listen. And by listening, I mean, like, if somebody is talking to me and I know they're trying to tell me something, and just not cutting them off, I'll say my thing right after when they finish. And I think that helps a lot. I gotta I got one of my best friends, his name is Channy. And trust me, when I was going through stuff in my life, and he's the kind of guy, he'll just sit there in the car or wherever we are for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And just listen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then he'll just like, hey, Jazz, don't worry about it. I got you. You're going to be okay and all that. And I think that kind of taught me, like, hey, you know, he's really helped me out by just being there, not saying anything. I think sometimes that person just needs that good listen.
And it's almost like, you know, people assume that because you have a stage personality and because you're an artist, that you obviously must be the loudest person in the room. And it, you know what I mean? Like, does that become unfair sometimes that like, hey, you know what? There's a lot of times I might be just a quiet, introverted person too.
Yeah, I think, like I said, us humans are very judgmental, man. You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
They can meet me for like a 30 second, like, oh, he got an attitude.
Right.
Or he's not, you know what I mean? All show off and all that. No, I'm pretty quiet. You know, I'll sit there and listen to all my friends and all that. I'll talk, but you know what I mean? No, I'm not the loudest in the room, but make sure I'm loudest on the stage, though.
Right, right. Funny you say that. Speaking of that, yeah, I had a chance to listen to Ishqadi, and the new EP I was listening to, I was trying to think about it and describe it, and I thought of a few different, like, ways, and, you know, especially whether it's Baldi Nahi or any of the songs, they jumped out at me in a way that was like, I was thinking about, you know, how I would describe it, whether it's catchy, it's bright, it's traditional, it's innovative, it's modern, it's digital, it's Punjabi, it's appealing, and it's diverse, and it's rooted. And when I thought about all these words that I was using to sort of think about it and describe it, I wonder if these also pretty aptly describe you as a person.
Well, I think so. Well, thanks for the big up for the EP. You know, that EP, like, because it's been 30 years, and obviously, you know, I can't make everyone happy.
Yeah.
And a lot of my fans like, oh, you always singing for the guys. Where are the girls' songs?
Yeah.
You know, you don't do them anymore. So my manager and my friend for 30 years, Dinesh, he goes, Baji, we're going to do 30 songs, right? And a different kind of genre, where this one's like all about girls, man. Just the mellow kind of, you could, you know, put it in your car and kind of bop your head.
Yeah.
You know, and the next one's going to be like kind of like folk, then Tarmac and all that, you know what I mean? So that's where I think the inspiration came from.
Mm.
So, you know, and it's great being an artist, and I've got so much love for this EP, and the people, you're like, oh man, you're still there. And, you know, I think that's an honor for me when people tell me the young kids are listening to it, you know, 2-3 year old kids are listening to it, a 90-year-old listening to me. And so I try to balance that, man. You know what I mean? So I think I put my effort into every song, you know, and this one's doing great. So a lot of music coming up soon.
Is work like that like a reminder sometimes of some of your roles, right? That you're a dad to a daughter, you're a son, you're an uncle, you're a friend. Do the different works actually sometimes remind you of like the different roles that you have in your life?
Definitely, it's very inspiring. I get inspired from like different people. Obviously, I'm a very family oriented guy. I love kids. You know, all my nephew and nieces, they're so proud of me. You know, and the funny thing is, like, even my son now, I didn't even know that. Okay, and he loves soccer, football, because he's born in England. You know,
yeah.
And just like breathing. You know, I remember
he lives it.
Football. He lives it. Like, he loves football, and obviously we support Liverpool and all that. Went to the camp, and all of a sudden, obviously, music in his blood. And he goes, well, I'm driving him to practice one day. He goes, Dad, I made a song. I'm like, what? He goes, I made a song. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like you were talking about, it's so easy now. You can make a song on your phone in your room, even if you don't need a studio like in the olden days, right? And he played it to me. I'm like, okay. Not bad. Obviously, he's singing English. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, I'm feeling that. And you know what? He got a bunch of friends at school. So they kind of like 3-4 guys, they kind of like jam together. It kind of like deja vu, how we did it back in the days, you know? And I said, go for it. If you like that, sure. Yeah. Education is very important. Make sure you graduate. Make sure you go to uni and all that. But if this is something you want to do on the side, I'd rather, you know, let you do this in your room, hanging studio, and your friend standing on a corner, you know, getting in trouble and all that.
Well, and it's a nice expression, right? Like yeah. You said, instead of keeping it in, you need to actually like get it out there. And by the way, when your son shared that with you, were you surprised by that?
I was surprised. And the thing is, it's like Halloween is his favorite kind of holiday. And, you know, so he wanted to release a song around that. And, you know, then his friend said, just do an EP. So he did a 3-song, man. So he's like, okay. And trust me, I didn't help him because I already told him from the beginning, I was, don't use my name. Even like I told my daughter when they were young, don't show up. All right, just be normal, humble kid.
Be yourself.
And be yourself. And you need to make your own identity. All right? You know, apni pehchan honi chahiye. So.
You're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. After a quick break, we'll come back to our conversation with music artist Jazzy B. Stay tuned. Every story told is a lesson learned, and every lesson learned is a story waiting to be told. I'm Abhay Dandekar, and I share conversations with global Indians and South Asians so everyone can say, trust me, I know what I'm doing. New episodes weekly, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Arjun Amala, professional baseball player for the Toronto Blue Jays, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Hey, this is Cal Penn. I'm an actor, author, former public servant, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing.
Hi there, I'm Abhay Dandekar, and you're listening to Trust Me, I Know What I'm Doing. Let's rejoin our conversation now with artist Jazzy B. Let me ask you this. I mean, you're so dedicated and loyal to Punjabi culture, to your spirituality. I mean, for me, some of the most peaceful moments that I've had with my family have been when we visited our local Gurudwara or a temple, and we just get a lot of joy out of that, right? So I'm wondering whether as you get older, do you think you've become that much more spiritual of a person? I mean, this episode's going to air right after Nanak Jayanti, and I'm just curious, like, you know, as you age and as you become more mature and as you evolve even as an artist, do you feel some of that spirituality actually like really being a part of almost like your everyday, even every one of your projects?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, like I said, I believed in Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And yeah, with the age, I think you kind of like more like thanking God every day. Like, hey, you know, you gave me more than what I deserve. I think that's where most of us go wrong. Like, say we go to the Gurdwara, we're always asking, you know, we'll say, give me this, give me that. We never say thank you. Just a simple thank you. Like,
just having the gratitude.
That's it. Just saying thank you for all you gave me. So I think, yeah, definitely. You know, my mom and dad were Amrit Shak. They were proper Amritari Sikhs. And I think I learned a lot from them. My mom would just like, I remember when I started, she said, why do you need to go to England? Just be here.
Yeah.
You know, don't go. Obviously, that's being mom, right? So, you know, I miss them every day. That's the one thing I want to tell the kids. Spend time with your parents. You know, everything else will come when the time comes. And when that, you'll be top of the world, but your mom and dad might not be there. And that's when you regret it. You know what I mean?
Those conversations we have with our parents, our grandparents, I mean, they're priceless, right? And you don't realize it until later.
Oh, trust me, you can't buy those, man. You can't buy those. I even tell on stage, I think the kids who are brought up by their grandparents, you know, are da-da-da-di, na-na-nani, oh my God, you see the difference? Do you see the difference, how respectful those kids are, man?
Sure. And they have a conversation, they have an empathy for people that's just different. And you learn so much of that from, you know, a variety of people around you. It doesn't mean you have to spend all your time at a senior center, but it does mean that, like, you know, you have to listen.
I think, you know what, with the grandparents, they made it fun.
Yeah.
Even learning, they made it fun because they'll make a game out of nothing and the kids will end up learning that. Like, you know, if you try to teach somebody like straight, they're like, oh, no, I don't want to learn that. But they would always make a little game and
Yeah.
There you go. And the next thing, kids like talking that same lingo as the grandparents.
You know, in Marathi, we have this whole thing about Matrubhasha, right? It's your mother tongue. So is that where you learned Punjabi from your grandparents?
That's right, man. You know, yeah. I always tell this on stage. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many languages you learn. It's really good to learn different languages.
Yeah.
Wherever you come from, your mother tongue should always be number one. Don't be ashamed of that. You know, if I didn't learn Punjabi, my name wouldn't be written on Granville Street in Vancouver.
Right.
You know, Jazzy B will be gone one day, yeah. But that name will be there. Why? Because of my language, my Punjabi language. You know.
Do you respond or even think differently when someone calls you Jasvinder versus Jazzy B?
Oh my God, it totally. My mom used to call me that. So I turned right away. Like, oh my God.
Right.
Yeah. I get super happy. Absolutely. Yeah. And either they call me Jasvinder or Jazz. Jazz would a person call me who knew me back in the days or school or that. Seriously, my eyes kind of lit up, man.
It hits you differently, right?
It does. Because only my parents used to call me Jasvinder, you know? Nobody else, to everyone else, Jazzy.
Well, I mean, it makes you both nostalgic and, you know, you remember things, but then, you know, it's like an anchor, right? It's a reminder of who you are.
Yeah, definitely.
I've heard you speak about, and we've even talked about it right now, right? This importance of mental health and making sure that you express yourself and it's so important to get things out there. Why do you think most people ignore this? Why do you think people build walls around themselves? And maybe it's they don't want to feel vulnerable, but at some point, when did you realize that building walls around yourself and not letting people in and not paying attention to mental health, you know, that makes a difference?
Yes, I don't know. I think it's just the silly pride. Oh, you know, I'm an Indian. I can't go through this. Hey, at the end of the day, we're all humans. We all gonna go through something at different stages. So that's why it's very important, because I've seen my friends going through it. Some of them not talking about it until it was too late, right? So that's why I like even now I check up on my friends. If I didn't hear them like for a few days, I'm like, oh, is everything okay? You need to talk, whatever, you know, because usually you just message whatever, even you can't talk. So I just want to tell people out there, if you're going through anything, please don't hold it in. Don't hold it in. Just talk to the person you trust. Social media is great to whatever, but don't think they're all your real friends. So don't take it out on social media. Talk to your immediate family or someone
anybody.
You trust. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the guy you meet every day or a person you meet every day at your supermarket.
Yeah.
And she having that conversation where you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? So, but just talk. Don't hold it in.
And we were just talking about this too, but like, you know, it takes two people, right? So like it takes somebody to say, hey, I really need to talk to somebody. I really need to actually open up. I need to find somebody to talk to. And then it takes somebody else to actually be there and be present and be listening and be there at like your friend who was in the car just listening to you for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen if you're not a good listener either.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Like me and Jay, when we go for drive into a different venue for shows and all that, we talk, you know, when he's off his work, whatever, then we just talk about normal stuff, normal life, how people changes. And we ask each other, are you okay, man? You know, and where he would say, Paji, thank you for coming to my life. I changed so much because of you. You know, and we kind of like have that positive energy off each other. You know, and he goes, you inspire me when I see you running, doing sprints and all that, telling people stay away from negativity. It could be a little thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's what it's all about. We all, you know, going through something, a different part of our age, but, you know, just be true to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, don't hold it in, man. Yeah.
You know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, so many different things right now, your art, your expressions, your spirituality and whatnot, but as you go forward now, I'm just curious, what questions are you asking yourself?
I mean, every day I think I ask my question, was I good today? Did I do anything wrong? Did I kind of like piss somebody off? Like, you know, no, seriously, I go through that. And I'm that kind of guy, man. You know, it's like, okay, I can't make the whole world happy, but I don't want to make people mad or sad because of me. I don't want to hurt no one.
Yeah.
I make sure I don't do that. I talk to everybody when I either take my son or I'm outside, I'm taking picture with people, you know, just being myself, you know, just trying to put the energy out there. So I try to be a better human every day. Yeah, sure, I'm going to make mistake. And if I make mistake, I'm the kind of guy like, I put my hand up. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but I did it. I can't take that back, but forgive me, man. You know, I think, yeah.
Those are great questions to ask. And it's almost like it's an ongoing conversation that you're having with yourself. So it leads me to wonder about this then, that like, as you keep asking these questions, as you want to make sure that you're paying attention, you're listening, you're allowing people to express themselves, but then you're also expressing yourself through your music, through your art, through your conversations and relationships that you develop. I'm curious about what you hope your legacy will be as an artist. What do you hope people will say about Jazzy B? And more importantly, what do you hope they'll be saying about Jasvinder when you sort of like, when they reflect on your career as an artist?
Yeah, I think, I would be like to be same as my Ustadji, Kuldeep Maran, because I looked up to him since I was like 4 years old. And when people say that, oh, you're just like your Ustadji, I think that's the biggest accomplishment for me. That's like, wow, okay, that's my idol. That's the person who I dreamt of and I got to work with them.
Yeah.
I think the dream just kind of like got fulfilled right there when I had an album recorded with my Ustadji Kuldeep Manakji.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I'm friends with obviously, the family, you know, my sister, she calls me I'm the older brother. Yeah. Yudhiri looks up to me. And so many kids out there looking up to me. I just want to be like, you know, he was a normal person. I'm a normal person. And he loved music and, you know, gave us great music and just a humble guy, man, humble person, you know, I don't want to be the one of those that, oh, he had an attitude and all that, whatever. He was a good singer, but he wasn't a good person. I want to be a good person as well. Yeah.
Well, I know there are lots of people out there who are listening to your work for the first time and then also fans who are returning to the work and they're certainly celebrating it as well. Jazzy, thank you so much for being with us. It's really been a treat, and I hope we can visit with you again down the way.
Oh, definitely. I just want to say thank you for having me on this, and it's great to talk to you. Well, next time, maybe we'll meet in person. And
I hope so.
Have more chit-chat. Just want to say one thing. Thank you to the whole world for giving me so much love from 93 until now for my music. And just stay humble, and to all the youngsters out there, please spread love, stay away from negativity. And one thing I want to tell the parents, listen to your kids, talk to your kids, and don't, this is something I went through, I think we all went through a different time, don't compare your kids. That's don't compare your kids. I know it's in our blood, and our, we still say that plane di kudi dekh plane da munda dekh. Don't do that. Everybody's born different, everybody got different talent, and they all going to be great. And that's the first, you're putting your own kids down when you say that, look at that person, look at that person. So please, humble request to the parents, don't compare your kids, and humble request to the kids, be open with your parents, talk to them, they will guide you the right way.
Thanks so much again, and please check out Jazzy B's music, available everywhere. Shout out to my friends Puneet and Omar at Bhangra Empire, and Sat Sri Akal to everyone listening. Till next time, I'm Abhay Dandekar.